This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show here at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out in the way that you would like to discuss with us. So we're actually going to go to Skype here to start things out. But coming up tonight, in case you haven't heard, there's been more shootings of police in America today. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Three officers are allegedly dead with another three wounded. The alleged shooter is also now dead. And information is coming out about Gavin Eugene Long, who is the 29-year-old man who allegedly shot the officers this morning. Now, apparently, this Gavin Long is former military, a former sergeant in the Marines, and he decided to conduct this operation of his on his 29th birthday today. So we'll learn more about him, because apparently, according to the Daily Caller, Mr. Long has, or had, it's still there, he's dead, a YouTube channel where he, it's not a very well-watched YouTube channel, your average video.
YouTube channels are right. Not.
Looks like maybe a few dozen views per video, but there is one of them that I've copied the audio from. I just need to edit out an S-word from it, and then we'll be able to play it in full on the air, where he, the headline of the video is, "I am not affiliated with anyone," and it was published about 9 days ago on his YouTube channel. So we'll get into that here. We can talk more about what happened, the shooting. You're welcome to join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, coming up tonight, the latest from Venezuela, plus a grand jury refuses to indict a journalist in a call flood case, which we know a lot about call flooding, where people who call into, or friends or whatever, will call a police department or a judge or court or something like that, and demand to, you know, let my friend go, some sort of nonviolent person, a cop blocker, for instance, who's been arrested. Well, the grand jury in this one case decided to not indict, so we'll give you more information about that as well. Let's go to the phones first. We've got Forrest. He's on the line via Skype. You're on Free Talk Live. Forrest, where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Oh, wow. Okay, then.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I can't get out of here fast enough. I'm in the process of buying a house on the seacoast, and see you guys soon.
You're talking about the seacoast of New Hampshire?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So you're moving up here to join the Liberty community?
That's right, yes.
Fantastic.
Well, there's a good crowd of people out in the seacoast.
Yep.
That's what I heard. I ended up just moving there because a friend of mine is also going to be moving wants to move there because it has the largest Montessori school in the state, and we work together. So I don't know that I'll stay there permanently, but just to get familiar with the area, that's my plan for now.
Excellent. Well, welcome in advance. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was just going to say I'm not, I have no idea what actually happened today, I felt afraid of the whole, the law enforcement, every encounter I've had with law enforcement in Louisiana has, for the most part, I guess I can't say every encounter, but for the most part, they've all been very negative, even though I don't run around committing crimes. I'm a model citizen for the most part. I've never been arrested, but they just, it's like they feel like they have to scare you. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat. So, I can't,
When you say they feel like they have to scare you, are you talking about just the way they dress, where they wear these reflective sunglasses so you can't see their eyes, and there's all this sort of dehumanizing sort of activity around them, or is there something else?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's probably true everywhere. That's kind of become their culture. But just their attitude and the way they speak to you and sometimes scream curses at you, even though you haven't done anything and you're just saying, hey, whatever you need, I'm sorry. You just feel immediately like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? And, I've been illegally searched here. I've been screamed at for driving through the parking lot of the apartment building I was living in. I'm traumatized now.
Louisiana sounds like a horrifying place. From one of our newer movers here to the Keene area has told us. I guess she's been here for about 8 or 9 months at this point. But Melanie, we've had her on the show a couple of times. She went to law school down there in Louisiana, and the way she describes Louisiana is basically a police state. It's one of the most oppressive police states in the United States, where they'll send you to prison for life for, like a couple times of marijuana possession or whatever.
Yeah, I recall reading a story where some guy was initially sentenced to, I think it was 5 years of prison for some marijuana conviction. He appealed that. It went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, you're right, this sentence isn't accurate. It should be 20 years.
Wow. Crazy. So, sounds like a good plan to get out of there. Have you lived there your whole life?
I've lived here since I went here for undergrad at LSU.
Oh,
so it was just 1996.
Go Tigers.
I've been here for a very long time, and it was just kind of, because of work. You make friends and everything, but I really should have gotten out. I really should have gotten out here a long time ago. Every single one of those articles that you read about New Hampshire being on the top of the lowest violent crime, lowest number of police per capita and incarcerations, etc. Louisiana is always on the other end of that chart, the highest corruption, the highest police per capita, the highest incarceration. I can't wait to get up there. So
cool.
Hopefully we'll see you in a month or two.
Sounds good, Forrest. Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck with the move, and appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, if you love liberty, if you are a libertarian, if you are a voluntarist, maybe you describe yourself as an anarchist, if you understand the ideas of liberty, you know that you should be free and others should be free to live your life and their lives how they want, so long as you don't infringe upon their rights, so long as you don't bring violence or aggressive force towards another human being. You should be able to do what you want. If you are on board with the ideas of liberty, you really owe it to yourself to come up here to New Hampshire and get with the largest concentration of liberty-minded people in the entire planet. This is the place. There is no larger concentration of liberty activists, and it just keeps getting bigger. Forrest is going to be making the move up here. There are thousands of people who are already here because there's a couple different liberty migrations going on here in New Hampshire, and thousands more are scheduled to come. So it's very, very exciting. We're already having tremendous success politically compared to the rest of the 49 states and their liberty movements. The other liberty movements in the other 49 states are going to get weaker and weaker as more people continue to move to New Hampshire because people will want to be where the success is happening.
Right.
Period.
And there is still stuff that needs to happen here in New Hampshire. There
Lots
are still
it.
Some bad laws.
So we're just getting started.
Right. Yeah. We're just getting started. So when we say that there's a lot of libertarians moving here and success is happening, it doesn't mean that we are completely successful yet.
No, we need thousands more. We need thousands more activists to do
this. Yeah, I saw somebody
here
on Facebook earlier today complaining, well, New Hampshire still has this regulation and that regulation, so I don't know why all those libertarians are moving there.
New Hampshire is clearly the freest place in the entire United States, in my opinion. You can learn more about the 101 reasons Liberty lives in New Hampshire by going and watching the free documentary that I happen to have the pleasure of co-producing. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it for free there. It's on YouTube, and I believe it crossed 100,000 views a few months back. So that's a pretty big milestone. And, again, highly recommended. Check it out, 101reasonsfilm.com. We're going to continue. We'll tell you about Gavin Eugene Long, the alleged gunman in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, coming up here in moments. And we'll hear directly from him because he apparently has a YouTube channel. And, by the way, he's apparently been shot to death by the police. This is Free Talk Live. It's all coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through ExpressCoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to SaveItPurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through SaveItPurse.com. It's SaveAtPurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Just before the show started tonight, I came across a story about the alleged cop killer in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Gavin Eugene Long. He apparently has a YouTube channel, and people are just barely finding out about this. So many of these videos have very few views, most of them just a couple dozen, maximum maybe looks like 200 to 300. We're going to play some of the audio from one video, which is entitled, I Am Not Affiliated With Anyone. Because obviously some people are going to be wondering, is this guy part of ISIS? Is this a terrorist attack on the police? According to this guy, no. No, it's not. We'll play that audio for you here in moments. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, I want to let you know about my pillow. And Daryl's pillow, and Mark's pillow, and Renee's pillow.
We don't all use the same pillow.
No, but if we did, it'd be okay, because you can wash my pillow. You can throw it into the laundry. And
it'd be rather difficult, though.
That's not that hard to put the pillow in the laundry.
No. I'm saying for four people in different locations to use the same pillow.
Yeah, that would be a challenge. So thankfully, we all have our own, and you can get yours over at MyPillow.com. In many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. So think about the position of your head and neck tonight when you go to bed. It's a great pillow. I'm really enjoying MyPillow, and you can go and get one or two, because when you use code FTL, you can either get half off of one or get a second pillow for free over at MyPillow.com. Again, don't forget code FTL at MyPillow.com. And by the way, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you get MyPillow and for whatever reason you're not satisfied with it, you'll get your money back. Probably have to return the pillow as well. But nonetheless, that's a pretty awesome guarantee, and it shows that MyPillow.com stands behind their product. Plus, there's also a 10-year warranty on the product itself. So once again, go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts here, coming up, we'll play the audio from the channel on YouTube called I Am Cosmo. Now, I'm not sure why he is Cosmo when his name is Gavin Eugene Long. But according to the Daily Caller, this is his YouTube channel. So we will play some of that audio from you, the alleged shooter in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It says here that, he did go by the name Cosmo Osar Setepenra when he was discharged from the Marines in 2010. So that explains the name. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. First, though, we'll go to Christian. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christian.
Hi. My name is Chris. I wanted to bring up a subject that you brought up yesterday about illegal immigration.
Sure.
Some callers keep saying that illegal immigrants get all kinds of government benefits, and in particular, health benefits. I think they're referring to Medicaid. I just wanted to say something which is a fact, which is when you want to get Medicaid, you have to be a resident. You have to be a citizen or a resident. So much for illegal rights in that area. Also,
well, I think the claim by the people saying, you know, they're coming over and getting these benefits, and I've heard people, you know, expound on this to where they'll say, well, they're using somebody's Social Security card illegally. Well, okay, then they're committing another offense. The fact that they crossed a border illegally has nothing to do with the fact that they're committing welfare fraud, if the welfare fraud is even happening in the first place.
Yeah, if. Okay, I don't know. But you have to show some proof that you're eligible for those benefits. And someone mentioned government jobs, and at least for the federal government, you have to be a citizen to be a federal employee. So, again, that was sort of he said government jobs in general, basically also inferring that those people were doing a useless job, which is another story. Anyway, that was just these were just the two points.
Yeah, thanks for throwing that out here tonight.
Well, there are a lot of people that have government jobs that all they're doing is shuffling papers to, you know, make sure that a bureaucracy of some sort stays around. And I would say that those are largely useless jobs.
Yeah, no, that's a different issue.
Well, one of the other things about immigrants and welfare that we didn't point out last night is that a lot of them actually pay into the system and right. do not collect benefits.
Yeah, we actually talked about it on this show before. The billions upon billions of dollars every year that are taken in by governments through various forms of taxation
from
these immigrants that might not be in the country legally.
Yeah, in fact, personal story here. I got a copy of my Social Security, contributions at some point. And there was someone who was contributing on my Social Security using my Social Security number who was a coworker who was obviously illegal. So those things do happen, obviously. They pay into the system. They'll never collect because obviously it was going into my points. So. Anyway,
that's right.
I don't know.
Christian,
you know,
thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. And Skype username is lrn.fm. We have David on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. I'm calling to talk about Baton Rouge. And I listened to Obama's response to it. And I concluded that Obama is a statist Oreo. That's my new phrase from statist Oreo. And he came.
Well, what exactly do you mean by statist Oreo?
That means he cares more about the state than he does the people. And he doesn't affirm Black Lives Matter. And he cares about the state and the status quo. And all he does is talk about, how the cops were wronged. But to me, it's a revolution. He doesn't talk about how Black Lives Matter was wronged. He cares about the state.
I don't think Obama would say that the police are wrong. I'm pretty sure he is a fan of the police.
No, he's saying that they were wronged.
Oh, wronged. I gotcha.
That they had wrong done against them. No, and the reason that I asked, because, I'm from Alabama, so maybe up in New Hampshire the word Oreo doesn't get thrown around as a racist term, but where I'm from, it most definitely is.
What is it? Doesn't that mean black on the outside?
Right. You look black, but you're actually a white person.
Yeah.
How's that racist?
It's derogatory for the.
It's derogatory. I guess.
Right.
There,
it's derogatory towards
racism.
The people
suggests...
that use it are generally black people that say you're not sufficiently black because you have a good job, you're educated, you're not quote-unquote hood anymore, and somehow, therefore, you've lost your black card.
Thanks, David, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. We'll continue with audio from the alleged shooter's YouTube channel. He claims he's not affiliated with anyone. Conversations with Cosmo is what he calls called his YouTube show. He's dead now. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want on the live Sunday edition here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or you can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, we'll play audio from the alleged shooter in Baton Rouge today, Gavin Eugene Long. He apparently has a YouTube channel, and we haven't had much time to really go through his content. He's got dozens of videos on the channel. Relatively frequent producer, but I did find one with a title that seems relevant, and the content seems relevant to what it is he allegedly did today in Baton Rouge, shooting to death at least three police officers and injuring three more. He is now dead, apparently, and we'll play the audio for you here in moments. But first, we'll go to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, want to let you know you got a lot of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, but there's only one that holds Bitcoin, Ether, and Dow tokens. It's Jax, JAXX.io is where you can go, or your favorite app store from Google or Apple to download it. It is cross-platform, which means you can use it on your smartphone, your tablet. You can use it on a desktop or laptop computer, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, and I believe some browser plugin versions like Chrome and Firefox. Go and get your favorite operating system, some Jax, over at Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Their ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. And they're starting with the coins. You can use it over on your favorite platform, and your data is stored client-side, so you've got security. The company that made Jax is not able to access your funds. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. As we go back to the phones and to the fun, Joe is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hey there.
Basically what happened today, they don't have all the details. What happened in Dallas, we do know exactly the details of that. My wife is African-American. My best friend is John Quintana. I'm as white as you get. I grew up on a ranch. I'm a country boy. So diversity is all fine. But what's happened nowadays is there is a premise that is put out by the Obama administration when he was talking about Trayvon Martin, the guy in Ferguson, Michael Brown, all that crap that happened. It was always the cops' fault. There's always this premise now. My sister-in-law put out on her little Facebook thing saying, I don't let my kid, and she lives in a very influential, nice neighborhood in Scottsdale, Arizona, and she said, I'm not going to let my boy run around in the white neighborhood because this is going to happen, you know, and it's a bunch of crap, because the majority of people that are shot by cops in America are usually white. There is a very small percentage of black people that have been shot by cops that is a reality. So the Black Lives Matter, the hands up, don't shoot crap, it's all a filthy lie. And the Black Lives Matter thing, to me, is extremely racist. And any black person that uses the N-word is a bigot and a racist, because it disparages against white people. So I'm tired of the hypocrisy and the double standard in America. The fact is, Barack Obama has put an environment in place in America where, and now he's backing out on it. You know, the cops are wonderful now. But before, his premise has been, oh, well, look, my best friend was trying to just get in his house, and a white guy cop assaulted the guy, you know, come up and asked him what he was doing, you know, and he acted stupidly. Remember that? So he's put out this concept, and he comes from black theology, Reverend Wright. So he had a racist undertone going into the Oval Office. I read all about Obama before he ever got elected.
You know, the police were oppressing people before Barack Obama, right?
My father-in-law, black, through the 60s, through whatever, there are going to be cops that are, look, they're there to enforce the law. They're there to keep tyranny down. They're there to keep anarchy.
The cops are the tyranny, dude. The cops are not keeping tyranny down. They are the hand.
You're saying all cops are tyrannous? Yeah, you freaking gourd, boy.
Yeah, for the most part, they are all part of tyranny, dude. They do the bidding of the politicians who pass tyrannical laws against peaceful people.
Right, and back in the 1960s, there was a law that said that in the South, you could not have white people and black people sitting at the same lunch counter. And the police were trying to enforce that law.
Okay, now listen to me. Are the 60s over with, or are we still in the 60s? You know,
you're the one that brought up the 60s, and you're the one that brought up police are just enforcing the law. So I'm telling you one of the laws that they were enforcing in the 1960s.
Okay. I brought up the 60s to put an example of my father-in-law. The only time he had an encounter with a cop was back in the 60s, and that's where I was going with this. And he was going on a trip. Somebody had robbed a convenience store in Albuquerque. He was going to Santa Fe. The state cop pulled him over because he looked like the guy, the perpetrator. Showed him his ID. He went on his merry way. No event happened. None of my brother-in-laws have been shot. They're all doctors. They all went to school, got educated. They work. My father-in-law works. If you mess with a cop and disrespect a cop, yes, you can call it tyrannical if you want. I didn't mean to use the word tyrannical. What I meant to use is the word anarchy. If you don't have law enforcement in place to keep people from going anarchist, they're going to go anarchist.
Now, that is false. It's easy to prove that that's false. It's actually, we have anarchy right now. The police are the current ruling gang in the anarchist setting that we have. And further, if you go back and you look at the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the real anarchy, if you will, or the lack of order, really started to happen after average people left the New Orleans area. The police were not able to handle that situation in any way, shape, or form.
And that's why they brought in the National Guard, and the National Guard went door to door taking people's firearms
like
so that nobody was able to defend themselves.
Which is like one of the hallmarks of tyranny, where people are disarmed forcibly by the state agents. Thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate it.
And I got to say something about the whole Black Lives Matter thing. There's a Reddit thread. There's actually an entire subreddit called Explain It Like I'm Five. And somebody has a Reddit thread on here about Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter. And it's fairly lengthy, so I'll just read the final paragraph.
All right.
The phrase Black Lives Matter has an implicit two at the end. It's saying that black lives also matter. By responding to Black Lives Matter with All Lives Matter, you are willfully going back to ignoring the problem that exists.
I disagree.
It's a way of dismissing the statement by falsely suggesting that it's only black lives that matter, whereas they're saying black lives also matter.
Well, I mean, maybe some people are saying that, but the word two does not appear in the, you know, the phraseology. It just says
right.
Black Lives Matter.
It's an implied two.
Well, that's what this person is saying, but maybe, you know, maybe not everybody thinks that. So if you don't actually make it clear, the implication may not necessarily be present for everybody who's looking at that.
Right.
So
and
I can understand.
The example that he gives in this, five-paragraph thing is a family goes out to eat, and one of the children, when the waiter comes around and drops food off at the table, one of the kids doesn't get his food and says, I should have food, and the father says, we all should have food. So you're dismissing the problem that exists. Somebody's not getting, the treatment that they should. Somebody's not getting the rights that they deserve.
Yeah, but, I mean, to say Black Lives Matter makes it sound like everybody else is being dismissed, because everybody's lives matter, and the police are oppressing everybody. Now, I don't know if that caller was accurate in what he was saying, where he claimed that the majority of cops or the majority of police killings are white people. I'm not sure what the numbers
the
write down to.
The statistics I've seen, it's a plurality,
mm-hmm.
but not a majority.
I suspect that, and this is just a speculation on my part, that black people are killed disproportionately to their percentage of the population, meaning that
yes.
more are killed by police than the percentage per capita or whatever by the population. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here, but the whole Black Lives Matter thing ignores the real problem, which is not that the police need to be killing everyone equally, but that the police need to stop unnecessarily killing people.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. It is the live Sunday edition of the program with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you want to help support the show, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 a month, and you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, as well as the amp-only Facebook group. Go get all the details and get signed up. It makes a big difference for us when you do that because it helps us effectively market the show and get on more radio stations around the country, as well as more internet connections around the globe and satellite channels. You can go and learn more about it, and please sign up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the website, amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Really interesting news coming out of Venezuela. I want to get to that tonight. We've had a lot of your calls so far, and so we're going back to the phones and to the fun. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, Skype username lrn.fm. We go to Nate. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl. Hello, Nate.
How you doing?
Hey, welcome, sir.
Hey, I'm just cruising. I've never heard you guys before, and I was scanning through my radio.
Where did you pick us up on a Sunday night in New Hampshire? Are you in Nashua?
I'm actually in Idaho.
Oh, okay. It's Nate from New Hampshire here, so I apologize about that. Go ahead.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, you talked about New Hampshire being a free place. The problem is you got to understand who we're dealing with before you can make it completely free. I said, if you look up 28 U.S. 3002, it talks about definition. If you can't find it that way, just look up Federal Corporation U.S. In 1871, the federal government created a corporation called the U.S. The U.S. created sub-corporations masked as our state names, okay? So in every state, so if you get a bill from your city, it usually says whatever city corporation. So if you're dealing with a corporation instead of a republic, then you're dealing with a company, whether it's Walmart, Taco Time, doesn't matter what it is. But everything in every state has become a corporation, and we have abandoned the republic. If you will hold an election of the city that you're in under the republic, and then put notice on the state corporation that they have 60 days to register with you, then you use the sheriff to evict them.
Yeah, this sounds like a real interesting conspiracy theory. I've heard variants on this over the years, and yeah, you can go and you can look up, corporate names for cities and things like that on like Dun and Bradstreet. And so
they're what's called municipal corporations.
Correct. And, there are some interesting theories about this, but it sounds to me like you are just speculating and that you've never actually done any of the things you're suggesting, right?
Well, that in itself is a speculation.
That's right. And that's why I'm asking you whether that's true, because you're here and you can tell us.
100% true. It's true
that you've never done any of this stuff before.
No, I've taken it in and shown their court that they're a corporation, they're sub-corporation. Every city's a sister corporation.
Who did you take to court?
I went to court. And when I go to court, I show them who they are. And I'm not interested in purchasing their services. So you're talking about these cops.
Now, what was the circumstance that brought you into the courtroom?
Oh, my taillight on my car was out.
Uh-huh. So they ticketed you?
They pulled me over, and they asked if they could give to sign a contract. And I wasn't interested in signing a contract. So I didn't.
You're saying they offered you the ticket, they wanted you to sign it, you refused to sign it.
You refer to it as a ticket, but if you have to sign something and it has an agreement on it, that is a contract by definition.
Let me tell you, not every state requires you to sign the ticket. So even if you don't sign the ticket in some states, they'll still go ahead and bring it to court.
In New Hampshire, they call it a summons.
Yeah.
And you don't sign anything on the side of the road.
It'll say a summons. If it doesn't say a summons, then you're not required. They're two different things. One,
so you went into court, there. You showed them that they were a corporation, and then what? They just said, all right, see you later. You beat us.
I fought them for a little bit, but I got it put away, basically.
What's that mean?
The thing is, cops, all they are sales agents.
All right, so what does it mean when you said you got it put away, basically?
What do you mean?
You said you got it put away, basically. What does that mean?
Oh, this is dismissed. It took me six. I did it for 6 months. I was going back and forth with them.
So you got them to dismiss the charge by, you believe, showing them that they are a corporation and that you don't consent to their contract.
It didn't. If you don't sign or agree to anything, you're dealing with contract law, period.
Mm. Well, that's an interesting theory. Now, here's my other question for you. Did you actually document any of your courtroom trial or hearings in any way, shape, or form?
Well, yeah, I always keep it.
Great. Where can I find the video?
A video? I've never done a video. What are you talking about? I keep the court case.
Oh, okay. So all you have is paperwork.
With a camera. Yeah.
Oh, right. Like, you wouldn't want to show people what actually happens.
Well, I mean, if you can understand the concept of a company. So that's why you do a pretrial.
Well, I can understand the concept, but it's easier to show people rather than tell them. Wouldn't you agree with that, Daryl? Like when somebody's making a claim, if you can actually show the proof of the claim, then it's a lot easier.
There's video of me beating a parking ticket here in Keene, New Hampshire. The video's on YouTube for all the world to see.
Right. We record everything in court. Maybe, maybe they'll arrest you out in Idaho or wherever it is that that you've done this for recording video. So here's what I'd like you to do. You should move to New Hampshire. Hampshire, and then we'll go ahead and record video of you challenging the existence of the state.
He doesn't even have to move here. He could just come out here, get a ticket for something,
right,
and then go to court for it.
Yeah, I want to see this work. I really want to believe what it is that you're saying, because I've tried to tell them, hey, look, I don't consent to your system. I'm opting out.
They don't care.
You know, they just keep throwing me in their jails, and they keep ticketing me.
How many times have you gone to jail?
A few.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing that's... Okay.
How about you?
First, a few.
Okay. So I guess it didn't work every time, huh?
Oh, hold on. It's a learning curve. It's figuring out what's going on. You don't just jump into this because all of a sudden you saw
That's right. You know? See, this is the common refrain of the guru, the courtroom guru, is that, oh, well, you just haven't learned enough about how the system works. So that's why I want somebody like you who claims to know how to beat, you know, the system at its own game to show us. Come on out to New Hampshire. Come on out to the southwest corner of New Hampshire. And we'll go ahead and, you know, go ahead and get yourself a parking ticket or something like that. It's pretty easy to get one of those. And then let's see if they'll go ahead and dismiss the case after you utter whatever magic words in front of the judge. And we'll get it on video, and then you can show that video to all these people and prove it to them.
Unless he, like the other people that we know that have moved here and said that they know magic words, they just forget to tell everybody what day their court date is until afterwards, and they're like, oh, yeah, I had court yesterday. I got found guilty.
No, I don't show up. Actually, what they do is they send you another offer to contract, and that's the one you mess with. So, you know, you got the cop says, well, there'll be a warrant, and you're like, there's not going to be a warrant because I didn't sign your agreement. Now, if it's a summons, it's a completely different situation. But most likely that's a highway patrolman that gives you a summons, but he doesn't have the ability to summon you.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he does.
Right? You try telling that to the man in the robe, dude. That's what I want to see. I want to watch that happen. Okay. I want to watch you stand in front of Judge Burke here in Keene, New Hampshire, and try to tell him they can't summons you somewhere. Because I guarantee you they're going to send men with guns after you, and they're going to kidnap you, and they're going to force you to be in that courtroom. But I'd love for you to prove me wrong, so why don't you go check out Shire Society.
Let me ask you this. How can an officer give a summons out that the judge has had, that the information has not been given to the court yet? If I'm going to sue you, I got to go to court. I got to put the information in the court.
That's because they're not suing you. They give you the summons, and then they take it down to the court, and it goes on file, and they give you a court date. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Actually, what happens, as I understand it, is the officers, they sort of know when the arraignment dates are going to be, and so they'll summons you in on one of those arraignment dates, and then they submit that to the court. They say, oh, we wrote Daryl W. Perry a summons on this date, and we told him to come in on the 8th of, you know, August or whatever, and then they'll just add you to the docket. And if you don't show up, then they issue a warrant for your arrest. 855-450-FREE, because there are a bunch of men with guns, and they don't follow their own rules, but I'm sure if he actually went to court and we video-recorded it...
Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any date between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate on socialism versus voluntarism, in which Bernie can choose an objective moderator. To sweeten the deal, Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he will donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice, $50,000 apiece. Learn more at bernie.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.